Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and this week is all about miracles with stories from this year's best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today I'm sharing two stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. These are two stories of amazing, miraculous, very hard to explain coincidences. And they're just two of the 101 stories in this new book, stories that will open your eyes to the possibilities that sometimes amazing things occur even in our everyday lives. So in our first story, Lori Winslow Sargent tells us that her family was very happy living in Washington State, but her husband was offered a new job in a completely different kind of place, far away in Iowa. Now, the mere mention of moving to Iowa caused their teen daughter to burst into tears because she was about to start high school and she wanted to stay with her friends, and their third grader wasn't so sure either, and then their oldest child, who was in college nearby, wouldn't be able to drive home on weekends if they moved. So Lori didn't know what they should do. So she prayed. She said, God, you know I don't want to move. If it's your will you please show us? Well, not long afterward, the family took a short road trip. And they got off the highway at some random exit to get gas. And they realized that in Washington State, they had just driven right onto Iowa Street. And then everywhere they turned, they saw Iowa license plates in the state of Washington. And then a few days later, another weird thing happened. Lori's husband had plugged a radio into the garage door light so that if the garage door went up and the radio had been left on, you would hear it. And Lori had her car window rolled down as she pulled into the garage. And so she all of a sudden heard a voice yelling, Iowa! Well, Lori didn't think these were enough signs. And she still didn't want to move to Iowa, and she told her friends and her writers group, and then they started seeing signs too. One of them was doing a crossword puzzle, and it turned out the answer was Ames, Iowa, and that was the specific city that they were supposed to move to. And then another one heard a Sunday sermon that mentioned a book about a Reverend Ames in Iowa, and that novel, Gilead by Marilynne Robinson, had won a Pulitzer Prize, so it was in the news, and Lori looked up the author on the internet and discovered that author had improbably lived in both Washington State and Iowa. And then, as if things weren't weird enough, that same week, a third member of the writing group told Lori that he had found an old family photo, he had flipped it over, and he had found scribbled on the back, Our Family in Ames, Iowa. And suddenly, Lori found herself looking forward to the move. So they moved, and it turned out that everyone in the family was very happy living in Ames, which was a college town with a lot to offer. Lori says, of course, I still missed Washington. But one day when I was feeling gloomy, I got another sign. I stood in my kitchen holding a very odd metal Christmas ornament, a sailboat weather vane. I couldn't recall where it had come from. I had had it for years. Suddenly, I was startled by a realization. I held the odd ornament in front of the window and saw simultaneously an equally odd thing on our garage roof, a near identical sailboat weather vane. Even though I'd known it was there, it suddenly struck me how strange it was to have it on a house in Iowa farm country. Lori says that was the final confirming coincidence for her. That incongruous sailboat on a home in corn country. Annie Reese tells us about another amazing coincidence in her story about buying a horse for her children. She says that her kids had always adored horses, and they were pretty much obsessed with them, actually. Even at the fair, they would spend their entire time either on the merry-go-round or riding the live ponies that walked around in circles. Those kids really wanted their parents to buy them a horse of their own. Well, Annie and her husband encouraged the children to pray about everything, including that horse that they wanted. And as she listened to their prayers each night, she was surprised to learn that they not only wanted a full-sized horse that they could ride, they also wanted a baby horse, as they put it. Well, a horse with a foal would be way too expensive. So Annie and her kids bought the kids a horse, but not a pregnant one. They settled on one they could afford, and they brought her home on a day in June, and the kids loved her and named her Strawberry and took great care of her. And then one day in August, the kids ran in, crying out that there was a baby horse in the pen with Strawberry. Annie ran outside, and sure enough, there in the corral stood a wobbly newborn with a very protective Strawberry standing over it. That night, they called the prior owner of Strawberry to report the news. He was astounded. He had no idea Strawberry was pregnant. He stuttered and stammered, "I don't know how that could have happened. Probably it was one of the stallions from the nearby reserve. I guess miracles still happen." "And so they do," says Annie. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. And you'll see a button there to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll find a bunch of choices, a daily story newsletter, or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets, busy moms, or fighting cancer. You can also pick up a copy of our new Believe in Miracles book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, and wherever else you like to get your books. Look for the beautiful blue cover with the embossed yellow title. We made it really pretty for gift giving as well as buying it for yourself. And come back for our next episode to hear two miraculous stories about mother-daughter reunions, which occurred after many, many years apart. These stories are truly astonishing, and they gave me goosebumps.